somebody's telling Big Hank story.
Okay. Now, if someone, the opposite of careful is what?
Careless.
Yeah, and what does queer mean?
Well, queer means to be different from the common man, a person, I think.
What kind of a person would you ascribe to that? I mean, what kind of a person would you use that?
Well, some people say, I want to avoid being an old maid or an old bachelor. They're queer.
Uh-huh. You know? Like being kind
of... You're different a little. You naturally see different.
I see.
Now, I've heard people say, I don't want to ever become queer, even if I live to be 100.
Meaning becoming kind of strange and peculiar, huh? Okay. And if a person won't change his mind, no matter how hard you try, you explain something over and over to somebody, and you just can't get him to change his mind or to understand what you're saying, you might say, you sure are...
set in his way.
Right. Okay.
The fellow asked, was talking to a woman and said, so many people are queer. She said one thing, that's one thing I'm not queer.
Uh-huh.
And he says, you are, and prove it to you.
Uh-huh.
He says, now do you stir your coffee with your right hand or your left?
Uh-huh.
Well, she said, with my right. He says, now there's where you're queer. Uh-huh. Most people take a spoon. She had her hand too.
Yeah, right.
It would be queer, wouldn't it?
For sure, it sure would. It'd also be awful painful. Yeah. If a person's very easily offended, you say, he sure is.
I can't get that. I don't call that name right now. What you doing?
Well, how about touches or touchy or...
Yeah. He's a very touchy person.
All right. And a person who is that way, when you tease him, he gets awfully...
He gets mad.
Okay. And you might say to a person who's mad, you say, now just...
quiet down.
Keep...
quiet.
Now you might say, keep calm. Something you might say instead of quiet.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you'd use that talking about the weather today. You say, the wind isn't blowing at all today. It's really... Or the sea, the water on the pond is perfectly smooth. It's very calm.
Calm.
Yeah. And if you gave me some things about tired and worn out. If a person's been person didn't wear enough clothes and went outside, and you'd say he came in and he was sniffing and sniffling, and you'd say he what sick? He
caught a cold, I guess.
Yeah, and say he. Would you say he took sick or he got sick?
Oh, either way.
Which sounds, but see, that's very interesting. Which one is more natural to you?
Well, this child went out and played in the bad weather and he caught a cold.
Uh-huh.
We say he caught it.
Yeah. Right, if they sent him home, the teacher sent him home from school because he
had taken cold.
Okay. And a person talks like this, you say he's
hoarse.
And he has a
and a hicking cough.
Okay. And if a doctor gave you a bottle of medicine, and he came over and picked up the bottle, and he said, why, this bottle is still full. He says, haven't you
taken any of it?
And you say, last night I
took a dose.
And tomorrow I'll
take another dose.
Sure. And if the person can't hear, he's
deaf.
And if a person's working outside in a very hot day, and he takes off his shirt and he shows it, his shirt's just dripping wet. He takes off the shirt and shows it to somebody and says, look how I
labored today.
Or talking about the stuff that came out of his body. Look how I
sweat.